This is the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast that is all about helping you reach your potential, define your purpose, and to live with passion. And I am your host, Andy George, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast. Before we jump into the episode, I want you to go ahead and subscribe and share this podcast, as well as to go over to andygeorgecoaching.com for more content and for more information. So this episode is titled Control the Controllables, and it really stems from a visit that my daughter and I had recently to a local restaurant that we like to go to for, you know, about once or twice a month for lunch. And this restaurant is known to welcome all their patrons with a loud welcome to blank whenever you come in. Well, maybe not everybody. And you see, that's kind of the point. For some reason, whenever my daughter and I visit, we never receive the welcome. Now, I am positive that it's not for any other reason than they are busy or just don't see us coming in. Honestly, I don't even really notice whether or not we get greeted. But my daughter, man, she notices every single time. After we get our food and sit down, she immediately will say, "Seriously, again? We didn't get welcomed again?" And what makes it even funnier is that we'll both notice that, you know, everyone who comes in after us gets a hearty welcome to blank, which only stirs my daughter even more. Now, listen, we really do enjoy this place, and it has actually become an ongoing fun conversation. But I thought about that, and I want us to think about this in a little different setting, such as how we make people feel around us is important, or how we make people feel when they work for us. How customers feel when they buy from us. This brings us to the golden rule, which simply states, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. How we want to be treated, quite honestly, should to some degree determine how we treat other people. And as a leader, you and I, we have unique opportunities to shape and influence people around us. Leaders have not just an opportunity, but they also have a responsibility. Leaders can and will either lead out of their title or role, meaning that they're a positional leader, and it's never healthy to just be a positional leader, meaning you have to do what I tell you to do because of who I am and the role that I'm in, as opposed to the healthier side of that, which is to actually lead out of relationships and influence. See, healthy leadership will flow from leading out of a posture of how can I add value to the people that I work with and the people that I lead. And when we lead out of the golden rule, doing unto others as we would have them do unto us, it will cause us to lead in a way that we would want to be led. And I want to pause for a moment because I mentioned something about adding value. You know, quite honestly, the reason why I'm doing a podcast and why I'm doing some blog writing and why I'm doing some coaching and training and speaking and everything that I do really truly comes down to the heart of how do I add value to people. Really, my hope is that as you're listening to this, I'm adding value to you. And I wonder what would happen in your life. Just think about you for a moment, wherever you are right now, whether you're driving in your car, whether you're at work, whether you're out for a walk or run, wherever you're listening to this podcast, what would your place of employment or household look like if you started leading from the point of view from how do I add value to the people around me? It's kind of an important concept, isn't it? It really does go not only with the golden rule, but also about controlling the controllables. Because I'm sure you've heard the statement, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond. Now, whether that's 20-80, 30-70, 40-60, whatever it is, the reality is that life is about 10% what happens to you and the majority of your life, whatever that first percentage is, the reality is the majority of our life is how we respond to the things that are happening to us. And the key word here is the word you. It's the word you. Life is mostly how you respond to it, how you treat other people, how you handle crisis, how you celebrate, how you win, how you fail, et cetera, et cetera. And it's the same thing for me. It's how do I, you know, how do I respond to the people around me? How do I respond to critics? How do I respond to haters out there? How do I respond to when I fail or when I win? How do I respond to how I view myself? And on it goes. We're all included in this. So if we're going to live the golden rule, if we're going to live that rule out, we should understand what really is in our control to do and to be. If you stop and think about your typical day, there are numerous things that I cannot control and you cannot control. So just think about your everyday life. Just think about even right now, what has happened today that was completely outside of your control. You know, things like weather, your boss, your spouse, your kids, other people driving in traffic. I mean, these are all things that are outside your control. However, at the same time as there are things outside of your control, there are also a number of things that only you can control, which will determine how you view all the things you can't control. And so I want this to be a reminder. Let's just talk about a couple areas, about six different areas that you can control, controlling the controllables. The first one is this. Number one is your attitude. You and I alone can control our attitude. We're the only ones that can control our own attitude. Lots of people and lots of circumstances try to change it. But at the end of the day, I control my attitude. I can't control your attitude. Now, I can contribute to it. I might be able to help your attitude, but I can't control your attitude. We have to control our attitude. And I love the statement that says our altitude will determine our altitude. So the better my attitude, the better perspective I'm going to see all around me, the higher I'm going to go. I cannot allow, and you cannot allow, people to influence our attitude. I know when my kids were little, when one of them would get angry at the other one and they would yell and they would end up getting in trouble, they would always say, but they made me. They made me. They made me so angry. If you have kids, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you have siblings, you know what I'm talking about. How quickly do we go to, they made me get angry? Well, nobody can make you and me do anything at all. They can't. Which leads to the second area that we can control, and that is our thoughts. You and I have control over our thought life. And I want to talk specifically about how we view ourselves, how we view other people, and how we view circumstances. So we can have thoughts about everything in life. But specifically, how do you view yourself? Because even though you might have outside influences pulling you and tugging at you, at the end of the day, how you think about yourself is very, very important. Because there's a couple areas that you can think, right? One is you can think that you're better than you really are, which with that comes an ego, it comes pride, and it comes kind of this person that nobody really wants to be around, right? We all see people like that. And then the other side of that pendulum swing is that you could think less about yourself. You can think that you're nobody, that you're ugly, that you're not smart enough, that you're not talented enough, that nobody's going to want you around. I mean, those are two major swings of the pendulum. And then there's the reality, the middle of that pendulum swing of where you really need to have a proper perspective about yourself, a proper way to think about who you are and what you really are like in life. And then it's the way you view other people. And if we're not careful, I just want to encourage you, because we are in a very, very big social media age right now. If you're not careful, and I do this too, if we're not careful, we will compare our everyday average life to everybody else's highlight reel on social media. Here's what I mean by that. You know, you see images on Twitter, or maybe you're on LinkedIn and you see all these successful people, and or maybe you're on Facebook or Instagram, you know, wherever you have social media, and you see photos and you see articles and you see little statements of all of their success. And maybe you're sitting there and you're looking at somebody taking a selfie of themselves and their job and how much they love their job and love their life. And maybe you're sitting and you're in a spot right now where you're thinking, I can't stand where I am. Or maybe you're seeing them on family vacation again, at the beach again, and you've not had a vacation in years. And now you're sitting there going, man, what is wrong with me? You see what I'm saying? If we're not careful, we will absolutely determine how we're living our life through a false lens. We'll look through a lens that's not even real. And then, of course, our circumstances as well. What we think about our circumstances and other people's circumstances will absolutely dictate our demeanor and our actions. So we have to be careful about our attitude. We have to be careful about our thought life, which then leads to the third area that you and I can control, and that is our work ethic. You and you alone can control your work ethic. And here's what I mean by that, just real simply as a couple examples. Showing up on time. You can control that. Now, there might be outside circumstances once in a while, an accident on your way in or some random thing or somebody in your household gets sick. So, of course, we're not talking about the extremes, but on an average regular day, are you showing up to work early? Are you there ready to go? You can control that. How about doing a project with excellence? not doing something where you're just doing it the night before. I remember the college days of doing the paper the night it's due. And sometimes that translates into our professional life, doesn't it? We got to be careful of that. How about another area, responding to emails and voicemails in a timely fashion, getting back to people? You know, when you call somebody or somebody calls you and they leave you a voicemail or they send you an email or a text message, are you getting back to them in a proper timeline, or are you waiting days and days and days to get back to a simple response? See, these are things that you and I can control. Number four, you and I can control our health. Once again, I'm not talking about the extremes, but for most of us, you are in control of your physical health. Are you getting enough sleep? Are you eating healthy? Are you working out? I know that most of our outlook on life stems from the way that we view and feel about ourselves. So we've already talked about the mental picture you and I have about ourselves, but what about the physical picture? When we are not healthy physically, when we're not taking care of our body, it has an absolute effect on the way we view everything in our life. I mean, think about it. If you got up today and you went to get ready and everything's fitting tight and you just don't feel good about yourself, you don't feel good about the way you look, it's going to determine your outlook on the rest of the day. So get ahead of it. Get enough sleep. Eat healthy. Start working out. Monday's always coming, and I know that a lot of us get in that trap. Well, I'll start on Monday. Hey, just start today. Just start today. Start making new habits today to get healthy. Number five, personal growth. Personal growth. You can control your personal growth. And what I mean by this is I mean raising your leadership lid on a regular basis. Reading, listening, leadership development. What are you doing to raise your leadership lid? Set a goal and start walking towards it. I set a goal for my life about 2-3 years ago. I set a goal to read one book a week on average over the year. So at the end of the year, I'll read about 50 to 52 books a year. Now, sometimes I hit that right on. I'm at one book a week, but then there's sometimes I'll do 2 or 3 books a week because I've gone 2 or 3 weeks without reading a book. And so that's just for me. That's just my personal growth plan for me. I just try to read on average one book a week. Now, I don't know what yours is, but that's a goal that I have. And that's raising my leadership lid. So what about you? What are you doing? Are you going to a conference? Are you doing online study? Are you looking up leadership? Are you involved in any kind of leadership groups or developmental processes? Are you reading books, articles, whatever it is? Just start consuming that leadership development. And finally, number six, the golden rule. You know, the thing we started off with earlier in the podcast, the golden rule that really truly says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Guess what? That is in your control. You are in control of how you treat other people, how you lead other people. And I want to share one big word with you, and that word is the word kindness. These are things that are free. You don't have to spend any money just to be kind to somebody. You don't have to spend any money just to be nice to somebody. You don't have to go get training. You don't have to get personal development. You just got to treat each other kindly. Just be nice to each other. Respect one another. Honor each other. Live your life with good integrity and good morals, the golden rule. So what area of your life have you been trying to control that you really can't control? And the other question, which is just as important, what about areas of your life that you have given away control that you need to get back? And here's the first step. Identify what is in your control and what is not. Take back control and live out the golden rule. This has been the Andy George Leadership Podcast, and I really do want to thank you once again for listening to this episode on controlling the controllables. And I really do hope that I've been able to add value to you, the listener. I hope that you are reaching your potential. I hope that you are defining that purpose you have in life. And I really do hope that this is helping you to live your life with passion. So thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode.